Hi everyone, Dan Cassidy here. Welcome back to the Viewpoints Podcast here on the UBS Market Moves Podcast channel with my colleague Burkhard Varnholt. Burkhard, as always, thank you for dropping by and for spending some time today with our listeners and our clients. I know so far the month of September isn't living up to its bad reputation for the stock market, as we see the S&P 500 and the Dow Jones Industrial Average Index both trading near record highs as we're speaking today. Now, the rally even brought in this month throughout our series of viewpoint conversations. Burkhard, you have consistently kept your faith in the strength of both the U.S. economy and the U.S. markets, equally at the start of the year and again ahead of the notorious month of September. So, Burkhard, against this near perfect run, I would like to talk to you today about the next surprise. So, what are the unexpected possibilities which you'd advise investors to look out for, maybe beginning with equities?
Sure. Well, thank you for having me again, Dan. I think our view to start with equities is that we still expect solid earnings and productivity growth to drive U.S. stock markets to new record highs. And yet the risks seem increasingly stacked to the upside. I mean, you know, by chopping off the so-called left tail of economic risk, Jerome Powell effectively raised the odds of the right tail, which would be an economic reacceleration. Maybe he surmised that a soft landing would cement his legacy and earn him a third term as Fed chair. We don't know, but see, if our base case economic expectations hold, then Powell will receive his plaudits. But of course, he's not only stimulating the U.S. economy, he also paved the way for other central banks to really turn on the global monetary fire hoses. China's recent stimulus feels somewhat more like panic than proactivity. But the fact of the matter is that the Fed's rate cut offered the People's Bank of China room to ease without worrying about its currency. Its yuan has just hit a 16-month high against the dollar overnight. And, you know, the same story applies to other global central banks. So investors should probably expect more, despite more easy money, despite many stock markets already trading at or near record highs. Ironically, if anyone could use some stimulus, it's probably Europe. Because, you know, China's strategy of exporting its way out of its property crisis has crushed manufacturing in the Eurozone. Germany's car makers are bleeding, and its business confidence keeps falling. Nevertheless, Germany's government is decisively against excessive fiscal spending. And these two examples just illustrate why the U.S. economy is likely to stay the greatest economy on Earth for now. With that in mind, investors should remember the 1990s-style melt-up, I would suggest. That is not our main scenario, but it is a surprise scenario, that type of melt-up we had in the late 1990s, which has become more likely over the last 2 weeks. However, in our view, such a melt-up would more be followed by a correction rather than a bear market, given the fundamental resilience and strength of the economy.
Well, good enough. That doesn't sound too frightening, Burkhard. Now, the second pillar to your guidance this year were quality bonds, which you rated as attractive at the beginning of the year. So let's move over to bonds, as they represent the largest of all capital markets.
Absolutely. That's very fitting. Well, all too much stimulus could lift stocks too much, but it could also produce inconvenient outcomes for bonds. Investors should really pay attention to two negative surprise scenarios, which have become somewhat more likely, still not our house view, but more likely. The first one is a steepening of the U.S. yield curve, which has actually become our main view, really, in the United States. I mean, this could be driven by either the additional strength of our roaring 20 scenarios stimulated by more easy money or by easy money's inflationary consequences. And of course, the two could also go hand in hand. We also note that the latest escalation in the conflict in the Middle East raises the risks of rising oil prices. and more shipping disruptions in the Red Sea, all of which could be bad news for long bonds. The second surprise scenario is related to the risk of either blue or red sweep in the November election that would invite policymakers in Washington to even more fiscal deficits, which could cause indigestion in future Treasury bond auctions. So with the risk of such surprises higher than before, we have actually tilted our house view positioning in three meaningful ways. One, we neutralized our very successful bond overweight ahead of Jerome Powell's Jackson Hole pivot late August. Two, we implemented US dollar yield curve steepeners in our house view mandates. And three, we maintain our overweight position in gold and oil, expecting gold prices to actually reach $2,900 over the coming year.
Well, Burkhard, thank you. Those are indeed valuable thoughts to consider for our clients. Now, on the lighter side, before we wrap up, I won't let you go without asking you for your surprise tip for the Cycling World Championship, which is currently taking place in your hometown of Zurich, Switzerland. Knowing, of course, that you're an avid cyclist yourself, surely you have a view on this.
That's a nice question, Dan. And of course, I'll be watching the finishing line at the elite race this Sunday afternoon in Zurich, where you know, this seriously tough and hilly 270-kilometer ride will end. If I had to pick a surprise winner, I think I'd place my bets with Matteo Jorgensen. I mean, this is a fantastic 25-year-old American cyclist. I know he's only raced 44 days this year, but blimey, what he lacks in volume, he just makes up for in consistency. He won Paris-Nice, and he finished second at the Dauphine. And throughout both races, he was barely out of the top 10 each day. Eighth on Tour de France was a breakthrough performance, while ninth in Paris showed that he has what it takes to be in the right place at the right time. So I'm keeping my fingers crossed. That would be a nice surprise, Matteo Jorgensen as the world champion.
Well, it sounds like the conclusion of the race promises to be an exciting one indeed. Though, Burkhard, as always, thank you for spending some time this week with our listeners and our clients to share with them your viewpoints on the global market and macro environment, and do look forward to resuming with our conversation in the week ahead.
Thank you, Dan. Always a great pleasure. Speak soon and have a good rest of the day.
Thank you for tuning in. Be sure to visit ubs.com/studios to view the entire UBS Studios suite of podcast channels, along with our video offerings, such as UBS Trending. You can also follow us on Instagram for content highlights at UBS Trending. UBS Studios is part of the UBS Chief Investment Office within UBS Global Wealth Management. Visit ubs.com/CIO to view the latest research.
UBS Chief Investment Office's investment views are prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management Business of UBS AG or its affiliate, UBS. This material has no regard to the specific investment objectives, financial situation, or particular needs of any specific recipient and is published for informational purposes only. As a firm providing wealth management services to clients globally, UBS AG and its subsidiaries offer both investment advisory services and brokerage services. Investment advisory services and brokerage services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. For information, please visit our website at ubs.com/working with us. For a full legal disclaimer applicable to the independent investment views produced by UBS, please visit our website at ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer.